Hi there, and welcome to Babes in Voiceland. Beth, Erica, Terry, and I are so glad you're joining us. Come on and pull up a chair at our dining room table and get ready to laugh.
One of our fabulous fans sent us something in the mail that we just had to share with everybody. It's based on aging gracefully.
Ooh.
Because after all, what's the alternative?
There is none.
I don't know, though. My daughter-in-law gave me a book for Christmas, a Dr. Seuss book, and I love Ooh. Dr. Seuss. But the title of this book is You're Only Old Once.
Whoa.
And I'm not so sure how I should take that from my daughter-in-law.
I never heard of that one.
I'll have to bring it next time.
Please, I want to read it. Mm-hmm. Does it rhyme?
I believe it does.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Very good.
Bring it in. Bring it. Read it to our audience.
Things to look forward to, boys and girls. Okay, so I'll start with the first one. It says, I changed my car horn to gunshot sounds. Oh. People move out of the way much faster now.
I guess they
but,
would.
But wait a second. What does that have to do with aging?
Well, I think it has to do with
because
people lose their patience. And older people sometimes aren't as kind.
What do you mean not as kind? No.
It's
now.
Trying
is that
to
true
say
about you? I don't think so.
Well, you know, maybe the filter.
Okay,
maybe,
yeah,
it's
maybe
a lack
they
of
don't have filters. Right.
I shouldn't say
right.
unkind.
Yeah.
And everybody is different. And some people have no filters when they're young, too.
Right.
That's true.
Some
right.
people have no patience.
But you know, like the Red
old.
Hat Club, you know, I'll wear a red hat, purple pants, do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So if you want to change your horn to gunshot sounds, you go right ahead and do it. And probably Ted Nugent did it already.
Mango tango, baby!
Beth, you want to take one?
I will take one of these aging gracefully things because this really fits me. I didn't make it to the gym today. That makes 5 years in a row.
But you're going to change that, right?
Huh?
She's hard of hearing.
Yeah, she's going to make it 6 years in a row. That's how she's going to change it.
I agree with Grady. Exercise is for young people. There you go.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess mine kind of goes along with that a little bit.
Okay.
It says, I decided to change calling the bathroom John and renaming it to gym.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel so much better than when I say I went to the gym this morning.
That's cheating.
I know.
Oh, that's great. I love that one.
Well, I used to have a gym membership, and I kept it for years and years and years, and I went faithfully for a long uh-huh. time, and then I stopped going faithfully for a long time, but paid and paid, and finally realized I could just work out at home.
Yeah,
I'm more
run up and down the stairs.
That. Yeah,
check your
just like you do
That's
here.
That's right, I do. Run around the table, up and down the stairs. You know,
I know.
It's cheaper.
Well, Terry's in very good shape, everybody. So it's working.
Listen,
for her.
If I wanted to work out, I got a swimming pool. I got a flight of stairs. I got all this stuff.
Okay, if she wanted to work out,
yeah. it's for young people. Remember,
there is the word if. But exercise is for young people.
Exercise is a celebration of what your body can do, not a punishment for what you ate.
I love that.
Oh,
I love that.
I don't like that at all.
Whatever. I love the gym.
Well, and that's
Pilates.
Why you look good and I don't. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody says you don't look good.
You just look different.
I just...
Well, you are different.
Just 40 pounds overweight, that's
no,
all.
You're Beth and she's Diana. You both look different.
Okay.
We're built different. From
that
each other.
Moving
You're
on to number four.
Who's got me?
Oh my God, that's so good. I love that one. I am built for
I'm
comfort.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
That was hysterical. I am.
Yeah. And she said it with nothing but love in her voice.
That's total right. love, total love. Diane, I think it's your turn.
This definitely fits me. Totally fits me. Last year, I joined a support group for procrastinators. We haven't met yet.
Oh my goodness. Oh, procrastination, one of my favorite. favorite unfavorite words.
I know. Oh. I'm working on that, though. I really am.
You're making headway with that, though.
You beat me here tonight.
I did. Isn't that amazing?
I pulled up. I half expected you to not quite be here yet.
Yeah, huh? And guess who was here? Erica.
Of course.
And I didn't even realize that she was still sitting in her car. And I go to get out of mine, and I'm like, da-da-da-da-da, going to go to the door. She's like, hey, Shvesta. I'm like, oh. I didn't know you were still in your car.
I was finishing a phone call, so it was kind of funny, but that's good. So procrastination. I won't procrastinate another second. Let's say that this is done, and we will come back again soon. How about
that? Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Susie and her mother, Ruthie, were up early this particular Sunday morning. Susie's boyfriend, Gunner, was coming over for breakfast.
Do we have everything, Mom? Oh, I just want everything to be perfect for Gunner. He said he has something important to talk to me about.
Well, let's see. We have the ham, eggs, pancake mix, fresh fruit, coffee, milk, juice. Yes, I think it's a wonderful breakfast. Why are you so nervous? I know you really love him, Susie, but he is a strange one at times.
Mom, how can you even say that?
Now, honey, I don't mean to offend you. You're my daughter, and I love you to the moon and back. But what's with this cornflake fetish he has? I mean, every single time I've seen him, he has one of those little individual boxes of cornflakes in his hand and is munching on them. It's kind of strange.
Mom, really? He is as nice as he can be. He really loves me. He has a great job, and you're worried about cornflakes?
Now, Susie, yes, he's polite. I'll give you that. But manager at the dollar store is not exactly a great job. Why does he love it there so much anyway?
Well.
Well, what?
Well, he does get little boxes of cornflakes at cost, but it's also so close to home for him, and he makes really good money.
He probably makes $5 an hour.
What did you say, Mom? I was walking toward the pantry.
Oh, I said, dear, that he probably makes some fine dollars and works hard for hours.
Yes, he's a very hard worker. Mom?
Yes, dear?
Well, I overheard him ending a phone call the other day, and I thought I heard him say something about carrots and pop. I've been afraid to even think it, but what if carrots was referring to diamonds and he's going to pop the question? Oh, I'm really so afraid to think it.
Yes, I'm afraid to think it too, honey, but let's not put the cart before the horse. I hope, maybe you just misunderstood. Sometimes our imagination can run wild with our hopes and dreams.
There he is! There he is!
Susie ran to the door, opened it, and gave Gunner a great big hug and kiss. Of course, she had to wait a minute for the kiss as he was munching on cornflakes.
Hey, what's all the excitement? You act like you haven't seen me for years.
I'm just so glad that you're here for breakfast, Gunner. What a great way to start a Sunday morning.
Well, good to see you so happy. But it's only breakfast. You'd think we were having a steak and lobster dinner. Hey, did you make steak and eggs?
No. Did you want steak? You should have told me. I would have been happy to make it for you.
Hello, Gunner.
Good morning, Mrs. Stedman. How are you this fine day?
I'm good, Gunner, and I do hope you enjoy the breakfast that Susie and I have been preparing for hours, even though it's not steak.
Oh, no problem, Mrs. S. I'm just hungry.
Well, I hope you have room for this nice meal, considering the fact that it seems you've been munching on cornflakes all the way over here.
Oh, Mrs. S. I eat cornflakes all day and night. It doesn't hurt my appetite at all.
The three of them sat down for a wonderful morning around the kitchen table. Although Ruthie was trying very hard to hide her irritation as she watched Gunner munch small handfuls of cornflakes between bites of ham and pancakes. In fact, Ruthie, to ease her irritation, sarcastically mentioned that since he loved his little box of cereal so much, maybe she should have put some cornflakes in the pancakes.
Cornflakes and pancakes? Oh, God, why haven't I ever thought of that? Mrs. S., you're a genius.
Oh, Gunner,
I'll do that next time.
Oh, God, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, breakfast ended with Ruthie trying very hard to hide her frustration with Gunnar and kept biting her tongue to keep from telling him what a stupid, low-life, unambitious idiot she thinks he really is. What is she going to do if he proposes to Susie?
Susie, can we go sit somewhere a little more private? I have something to ask you.
Well, yes, we can, Gunnar, but if it's that important, you surely can ask me in front of my mother. Unless the kitchen isn't romantic enough for you.
Romantic? Huh? Well, all right, I can ask you here. Susie, you know how I love cornflakes?
Yes, Gunnar.
And ever since I was a kid, I thought there couldn't be anything in the whole world that I loved more than cornflakes. But I've found something now that I love much more.
I know. It's me.
You? Huh? What?
Weren't you going to say me?
No. I was gonna say Pops.
Pops? Pops? You're talking about your father right now?
No, no, Susie. I was at work the other day, and the Kellogg's rep came in. He showed me a new and improved box of Corn Pops. They were so tasty, and I was so excited that I told him I'd even move the whole vegetable department, carrots and all, to another part of the store. I'd use that entire huge area to stock those awesome Corn Pops. I know you've always admired my love for cornflakes, and I wondered if you would think any less of me if I switched to Corn Pops.
Think any less of you? No, Gunnar, I really could not think any less of you at this moment or any moment.
So Goofy Gunnar was proposing a new habit for himself, not marriage at all. Susie began to cry. Ruthie gladly, and quickly I might add, grabbed Gunnar by the collar and threw him out of the house.
Oh, Mom, how could this happen? I thought he was the one.
Now, now, Susie, he was one giant flake. Don't cry. Let's spend the day doing something you love, and thank God it's not Gunnar. Your broken heart will mend in no time, honey. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Fish!
Hey, I've got an idea, and I hope you don't think it's too corny.
Oh,
Mom. I'm sorry. Listen, let's pop on over to the country club and see if we can't reel you in a better catch.
You know, there's this new Netflix movie sensation called Bird Box. Has anybody seen it?
Actually, I have. I saw the trailers for it. It looks kind of scary, spooky.
Yeah, it's kind of like suspenseful, a little scary, sci-fi-ish.
It's got Sandra Bullock in it, and I love
Sandra Bullock.
I love Sandra Bullock, but I don't like creepy, scary movies.
Me too.
I'm not a big fan of those. My daughter seems to love those kind of things, so she's been begging me, let's watch it, Mom. And then she watched it on her own and then slept with the lights on because...
The reason teenagers love scary movies is because real life hasn't scared the shit out of them yet.
Wait a minute.
So they gotta watch things. It kind of prepares them in a way, but I digress.
But for real, it was scary?
I guess just the beginning is scary.
It's scary, but it's not
more suspenseful.
Gory. It's right. Not, you know, there's nothing disgusting in it or anything like that. It's just it's a little scary, you know,
but it's
scary
bizarre.
Of the unknown. But this is the premise. What happens is there are some energies out there in the world, and if people see them, they go crazy and they commit suicide.
Because what goes in through their eyes, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
because they have to blindfold them,
eyes.
Right?
Right.
And you get this just from watching the trailer. So we're not giving away any secrets yet in the movie.
So that's what happens. So you can't look at this energy, and they never really tell you, okay, what the energy is, I guess, because they probably want to do a series on it or something.
Oh, you think knows? So?
Yeah, you know, maybe. Netflix. Yeah. They always do those test marketing things with Don't movies, know. And if they get a good response, then they make a series out of it. That's just a little marketing thing.
But something else to binge watch, which I don't do anyway, but oh well.
Oh my gosh, I'm on a cow path. Just 1 second. Game of Thrones, binge watching, very crazy. Nothing is going to be scarier than that, so this movie doesn't scare you at all.
Yeah, but the whole reason you brought this up is kind of the meme hope. Or the crazy stuff that's going on with it, right? Okay,
so there's the, you know how they had the Tide Pod Challenge?
Yeah.
Say that three times fast. Okay. Well, now they have the Bird Box Challenge.
And?
I don't even think you have to see the movie. You wear a blindfold and you walk around.
What?
Families are doing this.
Why would families do that?
But I saw it yesterday when I was at Target. I'm leaving Target and here's this woman and she's leading her son into Target by the hand and he has his beanie unflapped and folded all the way down to his nose. So he can't see.
And I didn't know. And she was leading him and she could see.
But I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, what is this all about? Then you guys are talking about this Bird Box Challenge. And so,
wow. Ew. So how long do they have to do this for? That's really kind of weird.
Well, I guess you can do it as much or as little as you want to. Some families do it all together as a family.
The whole
and
family.
They're all blindfolded. Let's do the Bird Box Challenge. Let's go into the woods and fall down.
Wait a minute.
I mean, blind I don't understand.
The blind. I can fall down in the woods without a blindfold on.
Okay. So in the movie, though, if they're going for any distance, she had this like a tape measure. Kind of thing, so she would like hook it onto a kid and then take off so she could find her way back by holding on. But then if you don't have anything to hold on to as a guide, I mean, you could just say, okay, kids, let's go. You could give your kids concussions.
Yeah, let's
you
walk out in front of traffic and blame the poor driver.
Who comes up with this stuff?
Here, I have Tide Pod snacks and we can do the Bird Box Challenge.
Oh my God.
I think this is a great idea. Well, that's what the world has come to, folks.
Wow.
The blind leading the blind.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Hey.
Thanks for tuning in. And tell your friends so they can reach us at babesinvoiceland.com or you can bend.
Go ahead,
or
Terry.
You can figure it out on your own.
Keep going. Keep going. We're still rolling.
WWDBTV.com.
That's it.
That's one. That's good.
Yeah. And the Apple Podcast, of course.
Right.
Of
Apple course. Podcast.
Did we say babesinvoiceland.com?
I think I did. I think I got that one out without stumbling. Absolutely.
Good.
See you next time.